Now we come to that which is strong. And I want to say to you, here is strong language. And you won't find anything stronger than this. Verse 10, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Now, friends, I can't think of anything stronger than that. Now, let's get the background again. John is writing to the elect lady. We believe that it's not only a person, an outstanding woman in the church, who is noted for her hospitality. Apparently a woman of means, and she could entertain guests lavishly. And she was very generous. And apparently some of these Gnostics came by, and she entertained them. And then she was under conviction about it, and she wrote John. What should she do in a case like that? Should she entertain them? Then she turned them away, and she felt badly about that. What should she have done? What should really be her attitude toward an apostate, toward these heretics, toward those who denied the deity of Christ but pretended to be a follower of Christ? Should she entertain them in her home? Now, let's get some more background to understand what actually John is saying here. In the early church, there were no Howard Johnson motels or Holiday Inns or Hilton hotels or Ramada Inns in the Roman Empire. In other words, these little inns were pretty bare places to stay. Actually, an inn was not a place where you even got a bed. You had to bring your own bed with you, and all you did was rent a space to put down your little mat or little pad that you had, and you slept on that. Maybe people sleeping on both sides of you, and at the head and down at the foot, all around you. And that was the method in that day of traveling. So the homes of believers were always open in the early church to traveling evangelists and traveling Bible teachers of that day. And they were always entertained in a home. When they'd arrive in a town, there would be some home that would entertain them. Remember, Paul stayed in the home of Aquila and Priscilla over in Corinth when he arrived there. That was the method in the early church. It was the method that others practiced also, to entertain in the home. Now, that was a general practice of the day. And I can remember as a boy that when we had a preacher that came to our little town in West Texas, my dad was not a believer, but my mother would invite the preacher to come for dinner and sometimes to spend the night. My dad never liked that. I can tell you that. He didn't care to have him for dinner, and he didn't care to have him spend the night. But we were poor folk. He didn't get too lavish entertainment. He'd always get a fried chicken. And my mother really knew how to fry chicken. So that was always something that was practiced in that day. And in our little town, even up to this day, the Holiday Inn hasn't even got there yet, or the Ramada, or Howard Johnson. In fact, they just don't have a motel there of any kind or description. So that in our day, the preacher was entertained in the home. Now today, my recommendation to you is to entertain him in a motel or a hotel. That would be the proper way to do it today, and not in a home, because we've moved into a day the average minister needs a great deal of privacy for study and prayer. And he can't get that when he's entertained in a home. However, there are a few homes across this country I've always enjoyed going in because I made myself at home, and I could feel at home in those homes. They just let me do what I wanted to do, and it was a joy to be there. But now this woman apparently was that type of a woman. And her question is, what about these that come? Now, John lays it on the line. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed.